Hi guys, I'm Daphne.
And I'm Brinley.
And we are the co-hosts of Brinley and Daphne Talk About Stuff. This is our very first episode, and it is part of a two-part series on feminism. This is the first part, and it's going to be where we talk about seven reasons people aren't feminists. And the second part is going to be where we go into what feminism is about a little bit more.
So, just so everybody knows, we are not experts on this, and these are just our opinions. And we're also not together right now. We are practicing social distancing, so that's fun. Yeah. And we decided to talk about feminism because we wanted to raise awareness and give a new perspective.
So, reason number one is that women are inferior to men. That's okay. Such a bad reason.
Yes. So, here's this example. Two boys are in a classroom and one is physically weaker and smaller than the other. Should the weaker boy be allowed the same resources as the stronger boy? And obviously they should. Just because one person might not be as strong as another, they should still have access to a good education and opportunities.
Yes.
Reason number two. Many people believe that feminists want to control the world and put men down. And some people do think that, but those people aren't feminists.
Yeah, those people, even though there's a lot of so-called feminists who think they're better than men, or that they deserve more than men, they're not really feminists. They're misandrists, which is like the opposite of a misogynist. And it's also really important to note here that a portion, it doesn't equal the whole movement. For example, there's like a lot of religious extremists, and you would never say that a Christian extremist ideologies are the point of Christianity as a whole.
Yeah.
So, reason number three. Many people fear that feminism will mean that men will eventually lose out of power, influence, impact, authority, control, and economic opportunities.
So, either way, jobs should go to the most qualified people. And if the most qualified person for a certain job is a woman, so be it, they should get the job, regardless of anyone's gender. And that would really benefit the whole company or business as a whole.
Yes, and if the job is going to the more qualified person, then there's going to be a better product, and that's going to be good for everyone.
Reason number four. Feminism has been associated with strong, forceful, and angry women, and our society continues to punish forceful women.
This is unfortunately true. Many studies have shown this, and one study found that women's perceived competency drops 35% and their worth drops $15,088 when they're judged as being forceful or assertive. And for men, their perceived competency drops 22% and their worth drops $6,547 when they're judged as being forceful or assertive.
So, our question is, why don't people like forceful and/or assertive women?
Our guess is that people have had a long history of wanting women to be obedient, and them being more assertive goes against that. Okay, reason number five. Many people fear that feminism will overturn time-honored traditions, religious beliefs, and established gender roles, which feel scary and wrong.
So basically, feminism is just about choice. If you want to act upon traditions and established gender roles, that's great, but just don't force it on others who have different opinions on that. And you can still be a feminist even if you are a stay-at-home mom. And the same goes for religious beliefs. You can still be a feminist and go to church. As long as you respect others' decisions, anyone who supports equality can be a feminist. Okay, our sixth reason is that many people fear that feminism will bring about negative shifts in relationships, marriage, society, culture, power, and authority dynamics, and in business, job, and economic opportunities, if and when women are on equal footing with men.
So, with relationships and marriage, as long as it's consensual and legal, that's cool. And going back to what Brinley said, feminism is ultimately about choice. If you want to be in those traditional gender roles, that's cool. You can still be a feminist. And as far as the economic side of it, feminism would be better for the whole economy because there would be more income distribution, there'd be more people in jobs, and it would just be good for everyone.
Yeah.
For a good example of a society that has feminist values is Sweden.
Sweden has the first feminist government.
And they practice gender mainstreaming, which is being conscious of gender equality in policymaking.
And they have also had the development of public child care, which helps balance work and family.
And they are the first country to introduce gender-neutral paid parental leave benefits.
They also have free mammography, screening, and conception, which is very helpful.
Yes, it just keeps a lot of unwanted pregnancies away, and it helps people just be healthier. And they also have adopted gender-neutral pronouns. And Sweden has a lot more feminist policies, but those are just a few examples. And that brings us to our last reason, reason number seven, which is that we don't need feminism anymore.
This is false. And here are some wage gap statistics that prove how much feminism is still needed. So this study studied the uncontrolled gender pay gap, which is just accounting for or includes all of the other factors at play, such as different jobs or education that men and women might have. And they found that women made 79 cents to a man's dollar. Absolutely horrible. And the controlled gender pay gap study basically eliminates all of the factors at play. So they studied men and women who had the same job, same education, and they found that women made 98 cents to a man's dollar, which is much better, but there's still room for improvement. And they also found that women of color represent almost half of the low-wage workforce. And that's something that also needs to be changed, because it should not be like that.
It really shouldn't. And we also found that 90% of adult rape victims are female, which is just really terrible. Mm-hmm. And I think As long as there's sexism, we still need feminism. And that's it for our very first episode.
Yep, very first episode is done. You can find all of our social media information and sources in the description section of this podcast. And make sure you follow, like, and subscribe to this.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Family and Daphne out.